Blog Talk Radio.
And welcome to this week's edition of IHWE Professional Wrestling Radio. No, folks, you don't have to adjust your speakers. You don't have to check your volume control. That's right. We're back. The three-man power trip is back where they belong. I am your host, Michael McCurdy, the creator and author of the upcoming Encyclopedia WCCW, and I can say successful co-promoter of Rumble in the Redwoods 3 happened just this past March 26th. Amazing show. We'll talk more about that later. But right now, I'm going to introduce my co-host. You've missed him just as much as I have. Hadn't I had a chance to talk to him since about a minute ago. The co-promoter of Rumble in the Redwoods 3, co-host of ISW Radio, the jack of all trades, my brother from another mother. We'll talk about that some other time as well. Mr. Joe Souza. Joe, how are we doing tonight?
Well, it's outrageously hot, but, you know, like we talked about a couple of minutes ago, truth be told, ladies and gentlemen, I hate the rain. So this is okay. I just don't like the rain. That's just how it goes. And you want to talk about a jam-packed, dang near 2 hours tonight. You know, we were gone for a couple of weeks. You know, first and foremost, you know, huge thanks and shout-out to the founder of IHWE, Mr. David Fuller, for running the ship while we were kind of running amok, running around like scrambled eggs, getting stuff together for Rumble in the Redwoods, which, you know, we'll talk more about that later, but that was one event I'm still just thinking about is making the hair on my hair stand up on end. And as for you, you know, you were Parade of Champions, so, I mean, we have just been busy as sin, and we're still not done. I just found the footage to last year's Cauliflower Alley, wink, wink, nudge, nudge. So over the next day or two, I'm going to put that together on a DVD, and I will make you a copy, as I do for since 2006. It was just a matter of finding it, so now I just got to get it in order, so a chronological order. So, and, you know, we'll talk about that. And, oh, yeah, there was a certain big event inside a 100,000-seat stadium this past weekend as well. But, you know, it's WrestleMania and NXT TakeOver Dallas. I mean, just everything has been happening the past week or two. It's just been, whew. If you're a wrestling fan, you're in heaven. If you're not a wrestling fan, you better crawl under a rock. You better stay away or, you know, watch Mama's Family or Days of Our Lives, because wrestling has been in town for the past couple of weeks, Michael.
I am a wrestling fan. I love it. I will watch it every minute. But I almost think I OD'd on wrestling between the 26th and April 3rd. But, folks, I'm going to do a little something here. I'm going to do a little something here because I know y'all missed me in some of my little bit of humor. I am inspired by Joe Souza tonight because he put up a post to let y'all know that we were returning to ISWE Radio, and I was inspired. So in case you missed my intro, in case you're just joining us,
I'm back! I'm better than ever. Got a knack for making things better.
Okay, I inspired
I inspired
you. You said we're back, and I immediately heard Eric Bischoff.
Well,
this is what goes through my head. This is what goes through my head, Joe. You said we're back, and I heard Eric Bischoff.
Okay, we won't talk about what goes through your head. What I will say is on the post, yeah, you get the giggling there, kiddo. On the Facebook, and our listeners, just go to Joe Souza Facebook. You'll find me, friend me, what have you. Look for the post. It didn't read "we're back." It read "we're back." You know, a couple of days.
Okay, whichever.
A couple of days. Well, I mean, Jack, like I said, because I just wanted to make sure. For some reason, I was kind of thinking Eric Bischoff for a split second. I went, nah, he ain't gonna do that. Okay, well, I inspired you. Okay, Danielson, job well done, says Miyagi. Okay.
Yeah, there we go. Never underestimate the power of me on a studio board. I'm going to come up with something. But, yes, we do have a packed show tonight, Joe. David had a packed show last week, man. I don't know if you had a chance to listen to it. Jim Ross, Jim Cornette, Jax Dane, Matt Riviera, Rob Conway, and Bill Apter. I listened to the whole show. I was like, Jesus, he's trying to one-up us. But you know what, Joe?
One-up?
I think we got
him. I'll tell you what.
I think we got him. Okay, he seven-upped us.
He did good. I actually did listen to the podcast, and I'll tell you what. That's why he's David Fuller. That's why he's the founder of IHWE, and he's got all the connections. And you know, no disrespect to us, but I think he kind of turned us into a couple of speed bumps.
There you go. And he will do that. I was working with him at Parade of Champions, and I have coined a new term for him. I do not refer to him as the founder. I do not refer to him as boss. I was asking, where's the Roadrunner? That is pretty much what I was asking. Where's the Roadrunner? A couple people questioned, why are you calling him the Roadrunner? I'm like, you ever see the cartoon? Exactly. You see David at stage, you blink, 2 seconds later, he's clearing the back of the room. What was my job at Parade of Champions? Mako, go find David for me. Sure. That's easy. But no, last week was an amazing show. And this week, though, ladies and gentlemen, this show is going to be just as good. Because we are going to be joined by Mike Lano for this month's edition of the Canvas Cavity. We had to reschedule him from a couple weeks ago. And his guest is none other than one of the voices of Memphis Wrestling, Mr. Lance Russell. So you know what? Good old JR, Lance Russell. I'd say we're on an even keel right here. I am looking forward to this interview, Joe. Because, you know, Lance Russell called history, not just wrestling.
Well, with Lance Russell, and I admit, and you know this for a fact, Michael, that he was one of my major influences on me, with me doing play-by-play. With Lance Russell, you know, he was unscripted, and he was natural. Now, what I mean by that is what you heard from Lance Russell, you hear from the heart, and it's not, and that's, and with most, it's, you can tell they're just there to make a buck, read it off the cuff or what have you. I rank Lance Russell up there with others that very dear to me, that who influences me as well. I'm talking Frank Bonema and Don Koss from Portland, as well as Hank Renner and Walt Harris from the San Francisco territory. And I even took a little from Dick Wayne, you know, from L.A. Whoa, Nelly. But anyway, Lance Russell, and I've been looking forward to this. I've been talking to him on Facebook. When we get to Vegas this weekend, he wants me to go up there, shake his hand, and talk. And deep down, I'm just marking out huge, saying, oh, my God, Lance Russell wants to meet me. Ooh, I mean, that is so flipping cool, man. I mean, he is so cool. And my coworkers, they didn't quite get it until I started, you know, showing the YouTube footage with Andy Kaufman and Jimmy Hart running their mouth saying, if I walk past you, you can kiss my feet. Yeah, just keep flipping your yap there, Kaufman, and King's going to give you some more. Ah, shut up, Russell. And that was Lance Russell.
Well, exactly. I mean, you know, and me being the huge Andy Kaufman fan I am, Lance Russell was the voice of probably one of my favorite angles in wrestling ever, which, as you alluded to, is Lawler versus Kaufman. So when Mike Lano says, do you have any questions, you know what my question is going to be referring to, ladies and gentlemen. So if you don't like Andy, I'm warning you now. That's what my question is going to be.
Make it count, Michael. Don't make it your money shot, because this might be your first and only time tonight. Because, I mean, we'll be talking to him, you know, next week, but I mean, if this is any preview of what's going to happen when we see him in Vegas, I'm tickled pink, man. I mean, if I just want to pick his brain, I might, you know, throw the offer if he would be willing to. take a listen to one of my play-by-play, matches. I mean, to be critiqued by someone like Lance Russell, oh, my God, that's just flipping awesome.
I know where you're going with this, Joe, because I had the opportunity this past Thursday at Parade of Champions, which we will talk about in our second hour in WWE
right.
Spotlight. We will be talking Parade of Champions, Cauliflower Alley Club, and Rumble in the Redwoods 3. Lots of stuff happened last week. But I had a chance to talk to Bill after. And all of us growing up, if you were a wrestling fan, you remember Pro Wrestling Illustrated, Inside Wrestling, The Wrestler, Sports Review Wrestling. They were called the After Mags. That's not because After was the head of the magazine. He was a photographer and a writer, but he was the face of the magazine as far as television went. So we all know Bill After. Those magazines were what first let me realize I could write about professional wrestling. So I got into journalism. You know, I was always into creative writing, but I got into journalism. I started taking the classes in college and all that because I could write about professional wrestling. So to meet Bill After and have that chance to let him know you inspired me, your magazine that you work for is what got me started, and a very humble man. Bill After is just awesome. That's all I can say about him at this point in time. I guess last week we had him on a month prior to that on last Canvas Cavity. But Bill After, class act all the way.
Yeah, he is. I mean, I remember as a kid, a little before your time there, Michael, not to say how old I am once again. I would get all the After magazines. Now, keep in mind, not only as a writer, he was a photographer as well. And he was always at ringside at Madison Square Garden for the Worldwide Wrestling Federation matches back in pretty much the entire decade of the 70s. You would see pictures of him, pictures of his awesome pictures that he took at ringside, pictures of him getting choked out by Abdullah the Butcher. I believe there's a picture of the late Wild Bull Curry hurling an ashtray at him. But, you know, nonetheless, Bill After, one of the most respected men in this business. I mean, if you know pro wrestling, you know who Bill After is, and that's all I got to say.
Well, I'm going to add one more thing. Bill After is a major chapter in the history of professional wrestling. Yes, Joe, you know where
mm-hmm.
I'm going with this.
Yes, I do.
I'm going to bring on the third man of the three-man power trip. Without his help, I don't think Rumble in the Redwoods 3 may have went as smooth as it did. Joe, you and I owe Brian a lot. He was a big help. Very glad to have him here. He is a 2012 CAC Red Bastion Friendship Award winner. And on March 26th, the IHWE Certificate of Appreciation presented to none other than the human history book of IHWE Radio, Mr. Brian Westcott. Brian, welcome to the show, man.
Good to be on. Yeah, looking forward to talking about Parade of Champions in the second hour. Yeah, I can't believe CAC is upon us already. And just in the next few days. So, yeah, I'm slowly trying to make sure we get all pad to get all set for sure. But, yeah, looking forward to being there and getting to see Bill After and Lance Russell. And, yeah, looking forward to the whole thing. Looking forward to tonight's program as well.
Uh-oh. Okay, ladies and gentlemen, I am going to inform you of something right now. We are about to have a little bit of a technical error. It turns out that we have about 90 seconds left of this live stream. So, if you are listening to this show, give me just a moment. We are going to be back with the rest of IHWE Professional Wrestling Radio. We are going to disappear in about 60 seconds. We will be back in just a few minutes. Joe, Brian, please call back in. Give me a few minutes. Call right back in. We will be back with Mike Lano for Canvas Cavity with his guest, Lance Russell.
We'll see you in five.
All right.